My name is Sophie Girard and I'm the Assistant Curator for Australian Painting, Sculpture and Decorative Arts to 1980 at the NGV. For this issue of NGV Magazine, I've written a short piece on Australian artist Clara Southern. Few women at the Fin de Siècle had greater influence on the Australian art world than Clara Southern. With unyielding determination, coupled with a generous and warm nature that was widely documented by her contemporaries, Southern worked tirelessly to raise the profile of women artists in Australia's Impressionist School of Art, whilst regularly exhibiting throughout Melbourne in both group and solo shows. Southern worked as a professional artist for the entirety of her life, a rarity for women at the time, and was one of the first and only women to be admitted into many of Melbourne's professional artistic circles, including the Buonarroti Society, the Australian Art Association, and the Victorian Artists Society Council. It was from within these circles that Southern promoted other women artists in Melbourne, calling for them to be judged purely for their artistic talents rather than their gender. Southern had a preference for rural subjects in her work. The beekeeper's cottage seen in an old bee farm, circa 1900, appears to be an abandoned farmhouse on the fringes of wild bushland, and surrounded by shrubs which seem intent on reclaiming their territory. In 1888, Australia celebrated the centenary of European settlement, and in 1901, the Australian colonies, which until then had operated as self-governed entities, federated to form the Commonwealth of Australia. Art at this time was often tinged with a mood of contemplation and introspection, a mood which pervades an old bee farm with the winter moon rising and an evening mist descending on the scene. Like most Impressionist artists at the time, Southern would regularly embark on painting trips to Box Hill, Eaglemont, Templestowe and Heidelberg to paint en plein air with her colleagues. However, she and her female counterparts, such as Jane Sutherland, were only allowed to attend the camps in the daytime, unlike male artists who would camp overnight and benefit from influential discussion and artist camaraderie. Southern's strong artistic reputation during her lifetime enhanced her successful career, allowing her to both exhibit and teach in the Grosvenor Chamber Studio she shared with Jane Sutherland and Jane Price, which the three rented from Tom Roberts for a decade from 1888. Her sense of altruism has also been widely recorded, demonstrated in her efforts to support a number of important social endeavours, including helping to supply portable water to remote Aboriginal communities in Central Australia throughout the 1930s, and contributing to bushfire relief in Victoria after the devastating fires of 1939.